Good morning, everyone. Let's start with prayer. Father God, may you touch our hearts today. Through your word. May it come alive. In us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
以基督耶稣的名求, Amen.
Okay. How many of you like food?
你们中间有多少人喜欢食物?
So, I love food more than most people do.
我比大多数人更喜欢食物。
I love to cook.
我喜欢做饭。
I love to feed people.
我喜欢让人享用我做的饭。
I love to buy groceries.
我喜欢买菜。
I love to find good deals on food.
我喜欢寻找打折的食品。
I love to take pictures of food.
我喜欢给食物拍照。
I love to write about food.
我喜欢写有关食物的文章。
In fact, one of the things that I do for fun
事实上我觉得很有趣的事情之一
is I post food pictures online
就是在网上发布 美食的图片
and I write about them
okay. 并且写他们的故事
and I'm pretty good at it too
我非常擅长做这些事情
How do I know?
我怎么知道?
Because from time to time, people comment on my pictures saying that I've made them hungry, and they now want to eat what I've posted.
因为不时有人评论我的照片, 说我让他们饿了, 恨不得立刻吃到这些食物。
So I share this with you today because we're talking about the role of the church in a child's life.
我和你们分享这个故事, 因为今天我们正在谈论 教会在孩子生命中的角色
In a similar way to how I make people want to eat the foods that I've posted pictures and descriptions of, we want to show our kids how amazing it is to have Jesus in our lives and make them want it too.
就像我让人们想吃我发布的照片和我描述的食物一样, 我们想向我们的孩子们展示 在我们的生活中有耶稣是多么的神奇，他们也想要他。这是我们在向我们的孩子们展示，在我们的生活中有耶稣是多么的神奇，他们也想要他。对。And
that's our responsibility as a church.
这是我们作为教会的责任。So
let's look at what that actually means by diving into today's passages.
让我们通过深入研读今天的经文来看看这到底意味着什么。So
for some context, the Israelites had been wandering around in the desert for many years because they had not trusted that God would take care of them when he tried to bring them into the promised land the first time.
这段经文的背景是以色列人多年来一直在旷野中徘徊。 因为他们不相信当神第一次把他们带进应许之地时，他会照顾他们。In
total, they would wander for 40 years, and it's towards the end of those 40 years that Moses gives them the commands that we just read in today's scripture passages.
他们总共在旷野中行走的40年，在这40年中，即将结束的时候，摩西给了以色列人我们刚才 今天读到的，在经文中读到的命令。So
in chapter 4, verse 2, he tells them to obey those commands exactly, not adding to them or removing things from them.
在申命记的第四章第二节中，摩西告诉他们要完全遵守这些命令，不要加添，也不要删减任何的东西。He
goes on to remind them of an incident where people There were people who strayed from God's commands, and those people were destroyed, but that those who obeyed were saved.
他接着提醒他们一件事，一些人因为偏离了上帝的命令被毁灭了，但那些顺服的人却得救了。
And he also reminds them of the benefits of obeying God's commands, as shown in verses 6 to 8.
摩西同时也提醒以色列人顺服神的命令的益处，正如六节到八节所提到的。
When God's people carefully obey His commands,
当神的子民小心翼翼地遵行他的命令的时候
，They are seen by those around them as wise and understanding people.
他们被周围的人视为有智慧和善解人意的人。
They will be seen as those who have an intimate relationship with God, especially in comparison to those around them who don't have that kind of intimate relationship with God.
他们被视为那些与上帝有亲密关系的人，特别是与周围那些与上帝没有亲密关系的人相比。
The other nations will see that God's commands are right and good to follow.
而且其他国家的人也将看到上帝的命令是正确的，值得遵循。
In the first part of verse 9, Moses reminds the Israelites to watch themselves closely and not to forget the things that their eyes have seen or let those things fade from their hearts.
在第九章的第一部分，摩西提醒以色列人要谨慎，殷勤保守他们的心。免得忘记他们亲眼所看到的事，又免得他们的一生，让这些事离开他们的心。
So, how do we make sure that we don't forget things?
我们如何能够确保我们不会忘记事情呢？
Some of us take pictures.
我们中的有些人拍照。
So, this is my mom and dad, and this is in the States.
这是我和这是妈妈和爸爸在那个美国。
And we went fishing for crabs.
Okay, 我们去那个捕捉螃蟹。
Yeah, so when we go on vacation or when we do something special, it's fairly common for us to take pictures.
当我们去度假或者我们做一些非常特别的事情的时候，我们常常会拍照。
Pictures help us remember what we did and who we did it with.
图片帮助我们记录我们做过些什么，而且我们和谁一起做。
I don't think about this picture every day, but when I take out my photo albums and I look at this picture, I start to remember.
我并不是每天都看这些照片，但是当我拿出相册的时候，看到这些照片的时候。我就记得我做过些什么。
Some of us put reminders in our calendars.
我们中的一些人会在日历里放置一些提示提醒。
When we look back at our calendar, we can see what we did each day.
当我们看着我们的日历的时候，我们会回忆起我们做过些什么。
Some of us will write in our journals.
我们中的一些人会写日志。
Why do we want to make sure that we don't forget things?
为什么我们要确保我们不会忘记事情呢？
Because those things are important to us.
因为这些事情对我们来说很重要。
What's a memory that's more important than remembering who God is and what He's done for us?
还有什么比上帝更重要，以及他为我们做了些什么事情更重要呢？
Nothing.
答案是没有什么比这个更重要。
And so Moses tells the Israelites to remember.
Okay. 因此摩西告诉以色列人要牢记一些很重要的东西。
He tells them to remember personally, as each of them have experienced God in their own lives. But in the second part of verse 9,He also says to teach these things to their children and their children's children.
摩西告诉他们要自己记住，他们每个人都曾在自己的生活中经历过上帝，就像在第九节的第二部分，他也说要把这些事情交给他们的孩子和他们孩子的孩子。
A few things to note here.
这里我们需要几件事情，注意几件事情。
Moses is talking to Israel as a whole, not just parents who have kids.
摩西正在与整个所有的以色列人说话，而不仅仅是有孩子的父母们。
As a community of believers, as God's holy people, we have a duty to teach the next generation.
作为一个信徒团体，作为上帝的圣洁子民，我们有责任教导我们的下一代。
It doesn't just fall on the parents, although they also have a big spiritual responsibility to their children.
这不仅单单落在父母身上，尽管他们对孩子有很大的精神责任。
It doesn't just fall on the church leaders.
它也不单落在教会的领袖身上。
We as the church have a responsibility to our children to bring them up in the ways of the Lord.
作为教会，我们对我们的孩子负有责任，要以主的方式来抚养他们。
Here's something that might come as a surprise to you.
这里有一些可能会让你感到惊讶的事情。
Just because the parents are Christian and they've been bringing their children to church since their children were babies doesn't mean that the children are automatically going to walk with God.
因为仅仅因为父母是基督徒，他们从婴儿时期就把孩子，父母在婴儿时期就把孩子带到教会，并不意味着孩子们会自动的与主同行。
They may be at church, but unless we live in and live out God's love and teach them to do the same, we as a community of believers are not being good witnesses to them.
他们可能会在教会里，但除非我们活在主里边，活出主神的爱，并教导他们也这样做，否则我们作为一个信徒群体，就不能成为他们美好的见证。
The second thing to note is that these children that Moses is talking about, and also the children in our midst, they haven't necessarily experienced God personally in the same way that the adults have.
第二点，摩西所谈到这些孩子以及我们身边的孩子，不一定像大人一样亲自的经历神。
If the adults don't tell them, the children probably won't know about it.
如果大人不告诉他们，孩子们可能就不会知道。
Remember how at the beginning of today's message, I told you how I make people want food because I post about it?
还记得今天的讲道刚刚开始，我告诉你我如何在网上就是公布发布那些照片，让人们都想吃到我的美食吗？
Just because people have seen my picture doesn't mean that they've eaten it.
仅仅因为人们看到我的照片，并不意味着他们已经吃到了我的食物，但是他们现在想要这样做。
Yes, but now they want to. Yeah, in a similar way, if you tell children what God has done in your life,It doesn't mean that they've experienced God the same way, or doing the same thing for them. But suddenly, God will become more real in their lives.
同样的，如果你告诉孩子们神在你生命中做了什么，这并不意味着他们经历了神为他们做的同样的事情。但突然间，神会在他们的生活中变得更加的真实。
It shows them that God is not just a God of this book we call the Bible, but that God is an important part of our lives.
他向他们表明，这不仅是在这本我们称之为圣经的中的这本书中间的神，而且神是我们生命中重要的一部分，因为他能够使他们想要神在他们的生命中。
And hopefully this will make them want God in their lives as well.
同样的，我们也是希望孩子们就希望神在他们的生命中。
So in children's ministry, we make a point that our leaders take the time to share God stories with our kids. Moments in their lives where God taught them something, or that where God was there for them in very real ways.
在儿童的事工中，我们强调我们的领袖花时间与我们的孩子们分享神的故事，看重在他们的生命中教导他们一些神的话语，或者以非常真实的方式与他们相交。
We're teaching the children that the faith that we talk about is also the faith that we live out.
在教导孩子的同时，我们所谈的信仰也是我们要活出来的信仰。
If any of you would like to share a God story with our kids in English or in Mandarin, we'd love to have you join us.
如果你们中任何一位想要用国语或者英语和我们的孩子来分享神的话语，分享圣经的故事，请让我们知道。
Yeah, just let me or let your pastors know.
就让我或者你们的牧师知道就好了。
The third thing to note is that children are capable of learning about and knowing God.
第三点就是孩子有能力也愿意认识上帝。
If this weren't true, then Moses' command to the Israelites would be pointless.
如果这不是真的，摩西吩咐以色列人教导他们的孩子就毫无意义了。
Our God is their God too.
我们的神也是他们的神。
It's an incredible moment when you see a child suddenly understand something deeper about who God is.
当你看到一个孩子突然对上帝是谁有了更深的了解的时候，你一定会觉得这不可思议。
So, in our children's fellowship, we do an activity where we hold up an item and we ask them how that item reminds the kids about God.
在我们孩子的团契中，我们做一个活动，我们举起了一个物品，问那件物品如何让孩子想起上帝。
So I held up this Costco card. So, oh, sorry.
Okay. 于是我举起了这张 Costco 卡。
So the kids didn't really know how this card worked. So I explained to them that the only way that I can buy things at Costco, is if I have this card. And that I'm the only one who can use this card because it has my face on it.
孩子们并不真正知道这张卡如何工作的。我的解释是，我可以在 Costco 买东西，唯一的方法是我有这张卡，而且我是唯一一个可以使用这张卡的人，因为它上面有我的脸或者是我的照片。
After I said that, you could just see everything just click in some of the kids' heads.
当我说完这句话的时候，你可以看到孩子们的头脑中一下就明白了。
They told me that God is like a Costco card because God is the only way for us to have forgiveness of sins and the only way for us to go to heaven someday.
他们告诉我，上帝就像一张 Costco 卡，因为上帝是我们赦免罪孽的唯一途径，也是我们有朝一日上天堂的唯一途径。
They also mentioned that salvation is personal and that you can't give salvation to someone else.
他们还提到救恩是个人的，你不能把救恩给别人。
They have to accept it for themselves.
他们必须自己接受它。
That, brothers and sisters, is deep knowledge about God, and it came from the mouths of children.
兄弟姐妹们，这是对上帝的深刻认识，而它来自孩子们之口。
Moses laid out what he wanted from the Israelites.
摩西列出了他想从以色列那里得到什么。
He wanted the Israelites to set a godly example for the children in their midst.
他希望以色列人为他们中间的孩子们树立敬虔的榜样。
He wanted them to listen to his laws and decrees, verse 1, keep those commands, verse 2, remember them, verse 3, and teach them, verse 9. Sorry, both of those are verse 9.
他希望他们从律例和典章在第一节中遵守这些命令，第二节中记住他们，第三节中并教导他们的孩子们，在第九节中。
So we're not going to dive into chapter 4, verses 11 to 14, but it again reminds the Israelites of how they experienced God personally, and again reminds the Israelites to obey the commands that God has given them, including the Ten Commandments, which are found in Deuteronomy 5, the chapter between the two that we're looking at today.
我们不打算深入探讨生命记第四章十一到十四节，但他再次提醒以色列人他们如何的经历神，并再次提醒以色列人遵守神给他们的命令，包括十诫。这些诫命记载于生命记第五章，我们今天读到的两段经文中也反映了这些章节。
So Moses lays out God's commands for the Israelites, and in Deuteronomy 6 verse 2, it says that by keeping these commands, the Israelites, their children, and their children's children may fear God as long as they live.
因此，摩西为以色列人颁布了神的命令，在生命记第六章第二节中说道，通过遵守这些诫命，以色列人他们的孩子和他们的孩子的孩子，只要活着，就当敬畏上帝。
This doesn't mean that we should be afraid of God.
这并不意味着我们应该害怕神。
This is fear in the sense of healthy respect.
这是一种健康的，建立在尊重神之上的敬畏。
Let me explain.
让我解释一下。
So I've had kids tell other kids that I'm scary.
有孩子告诉其他孩子说我很可怕。
This doesn't actually mean that I scare them, I don't think.
这并不是说我真的吓唬他们。
What they mean is that they recognize that I'm in a position of authority over them, and that I mean what I say, and I do what I say, which means that if they cross the line, there will be consequences.
他们的意思是，他们感到我对他们来说是有权威性的，我说什么就是什么，而且我说到做到。这意味着，如果他们越界了，就必须要承担后果。
At the same time, I'm the one that those kids will go to if they have a problem and need help.
但同时，我也是那些孩子遇到问题时会去寻找帮助的人。
Similarly, we fear God by recognizing God's authority and his power and submitting to his wisdom in humility.
这也如同我们敬畏神，承认神的权柄和能力，并在谦卑中顺服他的命令，他的智慧。
When we have this fear of the Lord, God promises that he will bless us. Verse 3.
当我们敬畏神的时候，神会应许，神应许他说会祝福我们，在第三节中。
And with that, we get to Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 and 5, which is a very important Jewish prayer known as the Shema, which means to listen or to hear.
有了这个，我们来到了《生命记》第六章的四到五节。这里有一个非常重要的犹太祈祷，被称为 Sima， 意思是说听和听见。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华，我们神是独一的主。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。生命记六章四到五节。
This is a summary of what Moses has been telling the Israelites to do.
这是摩西反复地告诉以色列人谨守的命令。
He wants them to listen to, learn from, and live out God's commands.
他希望他们倾听、学习和活出神的命令。
This way, they won't make the same mistakes as those who came before them.
这样他们就不会犯和祖辈同样的错误。
These commands are to be on the hearts of the Israelites.
这些命令要印在以色列人的心里。
They are to impress these commands on their children.
他们要把这些命令印在他们的孩子身上。
The word impress means to leave a mark on.
Impress 这个词意思是说在身上留下印记。
They need to make sure that what they're listening to, what they're learning, and what they're living out actually reaches their kids.
他们需要确保他们倾听、学习和生活的东西是真正触及并影响他们的孩子的。
And how do they do that?
他们是怎样做到的呢？
They talk about them when they're at home, when they're on the road, when they lie down, and when they get up.
当他们在家时，当他们行在路上，躺下、起来，都要谈论。
They are to wear these commands and put them on their door frames and gates.
他们也要记在手上为记号，写在门或者门框上。
So some Jewish people actually do wear this prayer all the time, and they do have them on their doors.
有些犹太人的确一直都穿戴着有这段经文的衣物，或者把这段经文刻在他们家的门上。
I think what Moses is trying to say, though, is that in all areas of life, there are times and places to teach children about who God is and what God has done.
我认为其实摩西想说的是，无论何时何处，都要教导孩子神是谁，以及神在他们的生命中做过什么。
Take any and every opportunity to pass on God's truth, God's goodness, and God's love to these kids, whether through direct teaching or just by living faithful, God-glorifying lives.
抓住每一个机会，把神的真理、神的良善和神的爱传给这些孩子们，无论是通过直接的教导，或者通过过着一种忠心的荣耀神的生活。
Why every moment and every opportunity?
为什么需要每时每刻每一个机会呢？
Because kids learn whether or not you're trying to teach them.
因为孩子们知道你试图教导他们。
They learn just by watching the people around them.
他们需要通过观察周围的人来学习。
Who would like to pray?
谁愿意祷告?
Most of the time when I ask this question, or I hear it being asked, the next thing that follows is that most people will avoid eye contact with the person who asked the question in the hopes that they don't get picked.
大多数时候，当我问这个问题，或者我被问到这个问题的时候，接下来的事情是，很多人 大多数人都会避免与提出这个问题的人进行目光接触，因为他们不希望被选中。
We tell our kids that prayer is important and that it's a special opportunity where we get to talk to God.
我们告诉孩子，祷告真的很重要，这是一个与神交谈特别的机会。
But what they see from the church around them is that it's something most people want to avoid for whatever reason.
但是他们从他们身边的教会中看到的是，这是大多数人出于某种原因想要回避的事情。
And so many of them don't want to volunteer either.
于是他们中的许多人也不想做祷告的志愿者。
We can teach them everything in word, but if we don't act on it ourselves, our kids won't believe that we actually think what we say is important.
我们可以用语言教孩子们很多一切东西，但是我们自己如果行不出来，我们的孩子就不会相信。我们真的认为我们所说的话那么重要吗？
This isn't to say that what we teach them is not important.
这并不是说我们教导他们的并不重要。
It is important.
这非常的重要。
But it's also important that we live out what we teach.
但同样重要的是，我们必须要活出我们所教导他们的东西。
That way, there's consistency in the message that we're sending to our children, that we love and fear God.
这样，我们向孩子传达的信息就一致了。我们爱神，敬畏神。
It is our responsibility to pray for our children and teach them through the words that we say and the way that we live our lives.As good examples of what it means to follow our God, both in our failures and in our triumphs.
我们有责任为我们的孩子祷告，并通过我们所说的和我们所做的来教导他们，努力做跟随上帝的好榜样，无论我们是在失败中还是在胜利中。
In our failures, because God is continuing to mold us and shape us to be like Him.
当我们失败时，上帝继续地塑造我们，让我们越来越像他。
James 5 verse 16 says that we are to confess our sins to each other and pray for each other, that we might be healed.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
We need to admit that being a Christian doesn't mean we're perfect.
我们需要承认基督徒并不完美。
It means acknowledging that we are sinners and we need God to change us.
这意味着我们承认我们是罪人，我们需要上帝来改变我们。
When we admit that to each other and to our children, that's when God will work in the brokenness and hurt and bring transformation.
当我们彼此和我们的孩子承认这一切的时候，那就是上帝破碎我们，让我们经历苦难在我们身上动工，并改变我们的时候。
We also need to celebrate that.The good that God is doing in our lives and in the lives of our children.
我们还需要感恩庆贺神在我们的生活中以及我们孩子的生命中所成就的所有事情。
We need to encourage each other and point out where God's transformative power has been at work.
我们需要互相勉励，相信神是良善的，从始至终。
God is good all the time.
神是良善的，从始至终。
When we praise God for being His amazing self, we're teaching our kids, and we're also reminding ourselves of that same thing.
当我们赞美神的奇异恩典时， 我们不仅在教导我们的孩子，同时也在提醒我们自己。
As time passes, our children will no longer be children.
随着时间的流逝，我们的孩子将不再是孩子。
They'll become children and then adults.
他们会长成青年人，然后成年人。
Our hope should be that they become better examples of the kingdom of God than we ever were. That they reach the world in ways that we never did.
我们希望他们成为神国度的榜样，比我们任何时候都好。他们以我们从未做过的方式达到地极。
Our kids need us.
我们的孩子需要我们。
Are we reaching them for Jesus?
我们是否愿意把我们的孩子带到主耶稣基督的面前呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God,
亲爱的天父啊，
We acknowledge that we are not perfect as a church.
我们承认作为一个教会我们并不完美。
You continue to work in our lives and transform us.
你一直都在我们身上动工。
Help us to be examples of what we believe to our children.
让我们成为好的榜样，让我们的孩子能够学习。
May they see how much we love you.
但愿让他们看到我们是如何的爱神。
May they see how much we want you.
但愿他们能够看到我们是多么的需要神。
May they come to want you for themselves.
但愿他们能够也是同样的来到神的面前。
May we walk with them.
但愿我们能够和他们想要跟他们一样。
In this faith.
要活出这种信仰。
That is ours and theirs.
是我们的，也是他们的。
May we show them how God is working in our lives.
但愿让他们看到神行在我们生命中间的事情。
And may we encourage them to share with us how God is working in their lives.
但愿我们也能够让他们看到神在我们生活中所做的一切事情。
May we remember that we are one church under you.
让我们记住我们是在你下面的一间教会。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用基督圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.